room opened, then closed with a slam. She was still hidden behind the tape bank and could not see what was happening. A second set of running feet went past the computer room and continued down the corridor, fading into echoes. Everything was quiet. Then she heard heavy breathing and a cough. She stood. Harry Benson, in his torn white orderly's clothes, his left leg very red, was sprawled on the carpet, his body half propped up against the wall. He was sweating. His breath came in ragged gasps. He stared straight ahead, unaware of anyone else in the room. She still held the gun in her hand, and she felt a moment of elation. Somehow it was all going to work out. She was going to get him back alive. The police hadn't killed him, and by the most unbelievable stroke of luck, she had him alone, to herself. It made her wonderfully happy.
Harry?
He looked over slowly and blinked. He did not seem to recognize her for a moment, and then he smiled.
Hello, Dr. Ross.
It was a nice smile. She had the brief image of McPherson, with his white hair, bending over to congratulate her on saving the project and getting Benson back alive. And then she remembered, quite incongruously, how her own father had gotten sick and had suddenly had to leave her medical school graduation ceremonies. Why did she think of that now?
"Everything is going to be all right, Harry," she said.
Her voice was full of confidence. It pleased her. She wanted to reassure him, so she did not move, did not approach him. She stayed across the room, behind the computer data bank. He continued to breathe heavily and said nothing for a moment. He looked around the room at the demolished computer equipment.
"I really did it," he said. "Didn't I?" "You're going to be fine, Harry," she said.
She was drawing up a schedule in her mind. He could undergo emergency surgery on his leg that night, and in the morning they could disconnect his computer, reprogram the electrodes, and everything would be corrected. A disaster would be salvaged. It was the most incredible piece of luck. Ellis would keep his house. McPherson would continue to expand the NPS into new areas. They would be grateful. They would recognize her achievement and appreciate what she...
"Dr. Ross?"
He started to get up, wincing in pain.
"Don't try to move. Stay where you are, Harry."
"I have to."
"Stay where you are, Harry."
Benson's eyes flashed briefly and the smile was gone.
"Don't call me Harry. My name is Mr. Benson. Call me Mr. Benson."
There was no mistaking the anger in his voice. It surprised her and upset her. She was trying to help him. Didn't he know that she was the only one who still wanted to help him? The others would be just as happy if he died. He continued to struggle to his feet.
"Don't move, Harry."
She showed him the gun then. It was an angry, hostile move. He had angered her. She knew she shouldn't get angry at him, but she had. He grinned in childish recognition.
"That's my gun. I have it now," she said.
He still grinned, a fixed expression, partly from pain. He got to his feet.